Blog Talk Radio.
Difficulties.
Why?
Your voice is all warbly.
Oh, I'm on a
landline. How's that?
Okay, it just clicked in.
Is that
Go
better?
Ahead, keep talking. Yeah.
Okay, well, hello. Did you hear the music? Were
yeah,
we good?
Yeah, the music was good, but you came on and sounded like an alien.
Interesting. Very cool. Well, hey, we're getting hacked here, girlfriend. How are you? Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, happy Tuesday is right, Carol Ann. So guess what this is? Two gals with two names on Tuesday with our two cents. So
yeah.
What do you think?
Two cents.
There's only one topic. There's only one topic going on this week, and we all know what that is, right?
Well, one big hot topic, but there's a lot going on, and that is, the Friday passing of the legendary RBG. And now, like, you know, we've discussed that it is our president, President Donald J. Trump's responsibility to nominate a justice for the Supreme Court and present it to the Senate for a vote. And I know that Saturday is when he is doing his announcement, but you've got some actual articles from your constitutional law book from the Constitution. So why don't we talk a little bit about that? Why don't you unpack that for us in layman's terms as you go through it?
Okay, I'd be happy to. This is not direct quotes from what we're doing is taking this from the Constitution, as is everybody this week. It's Article 2, Section 2. And
okay.
In Article 2, this is just in as layman's terms so everybody can understand. And Section 2, Article 2 lays out the powers of the presidency, establishing that the president serves as commander-in-chief of the military, among many other roles. This section gives the president the power to grant pardons. Section 2 also requires the principal officer of any executive department to tender advice. Though not required by Article 2, President George Washington organized the principal officers of the executive departments into the cabinet, which is a practice that subsequent presidents have followed. And I'm going to blow over the treaty clause. So the appointment clause is really what we want to look at. It grants the president of the power to appoint judges and public officials subject to the advice and consent of the Senate. Which in practice means the presidential appointees must be confirmed by a majority vote in the Senate.
Right.
And the appointments clause also establishes that Congress can, by law, allow the president, the courts, or heads of departments to appoint inferior officers without requiring the advice or consent of the Senate. The final clause of Section 2 grants the president the power to make recess appointments to fill vacancies that occur when the Senate is in recess, which is very interesting. So what that all says and what's happening
break it down
now
even
is
more
moving
for, you know, someone like myself who doesn't even, you know, I get what you're saying, but there's, you know, if they're in recess, then what happens?
The president has the right to fill the vacancy that occurs when the Senate is in recess. But
that's
not going to happen. You know, as it states right now, he's already got the votes. And in order to avoid in order to avoid having Kavanaugh 2.0, they're talking about pushing the vote straight to the floor.
So they're not going to do any interviewing?
I don't. Senate may do interviewing, but as far as the horrendous display that the Democrats, especially Kamala Harris, you know, they were horrid. And then the woman, whatever her name was, she was lying, and then nothing ever happens to her. She lies to the Senate, and nothing happens. You know, that
Christine Blasey Ford, I think her name was. Christine Blasey Ford.
Yeah.
Did my memory serve me correctly?
Yes.
She's a beauty right there.
It is serving you. So who knows? You know, maybe they'll just throw it to the floor. As we know, Mitt Romney has come out today, quote unquote, "It is based on the immutable fairness of following the law," which in this case is the Constitution. I intend to follow the Constitution and precedent in considering the president's nominee. If the vote reaches the Senate floor, I intend to vote based upon qualifications.
Okay,
so
that sounds good. So
it
I'm
looks
hearing
like
a lot
right
here.
Now,
I guess I'm really, there's a couple things I want to talk about with this. One, he's the president has articulated the fact he would like to nominate a woman. So I get that. I think that's kind of a cool thing. It was a woman who passed. So to nominate a woman that's a good thing. But do you have anybody in particular that you think is going to be his first choice? And then I have a political quote. I'm going to go down the political road after this. So do you have any idea who he's going to pick?
Well, you look at the front runner, because she's already been vetted through the 7th District Court. And she was nominated overwhelmingly, including Democrats, and that's obviously Amy Coney Barrett. But you never know. I mean, President Trump's meeting.
She's a mother
with them
of 7.
All week.
She has 2 adopted children of African descent, I believe. Right? Doesn't she have 2 children from Kenya or something?
I really don't have all the details. Of the nominees, but one came out very interesting today, a top fronter, Tedina Cruz. It's a joke. Ted Cruz didn't get nominated because
he
wasn't
does not,
a woman.
I mean, maybe
Sorry,
he could identify.
Matt.
Maybe in this world he could identify as a woman and then it could work. I don't know. I mean, would that be fair?
Yeah. I mean, and then use the transgender bathroom.
Yeah, there you go. Ted Cruz would be really very good. He's very constitutional. But I really think a woman would be really good. My first pick, and you do know the Supreme Court justice does not have to be someone with a law degree.
Correct.
Yeah, so there is nothing articulated in the Constitution that this person has to have a law degree. I would nominate, what I would do is I'd make the left head explode, and I would nominate Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, and I don't know how, they would lose their collective minds is what would happen, because she's got a lot of experience. She's also a pastor, and she has a lot of experience organizing, and she understands, justice. I mean, anything could be learned, and it would be absolutely historic, and it would honor Dr. Martin Luther King's legacy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, boy, they couldn't say racist or sexist then, could they?
Well, while I appreciate your emotional support for the Reverend I wish he was alive today to help these poor, unfortunate black people in these neighborhoods that, oh,
yep.
Black Lives Matter is supposed to take care of. Yeah, right. Well, no,
oh, you
not
know what?
So much.
They removed it from their website because what they said is to destroy the nuclear family on their website. They have removed that from the website now because if anything sounds like what happened to the black nuclear family during slavery, is it disrupted the nuclear family. Black Lives Matter is a Marxist organization. It's a front organization. I think it's part of the Soros group. I don't know if you know this. Since Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, Act Blue, as of yesterday, $100 million came into Act Blue, and that's a George Soros organization that sponsors left candidates. They have a whole thing going on. They had a whole thing. They had a Secretary of State project back in 2008, and now they're getting all these district attorneys like Kim Fox here in Illinois, and they're letting all these criminals go because George Soros wants to totally be part
sure.
of the fall of America. My girlfriend Kim today called him the son of perdition. He is one of the sons of perdition, that is for sure. He's working for the enemy. So,
well, what I want to know, what I'd like to know, and I have been against George Soros for years. You know, he tried
yeah.
to come in here and upset the Florida race with horribly unqualified candidate who then, right after he lost the race for governor to the awesome Governor Ron DeSantis.
Was that the black gentleman that Soros was supporting?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. And then he also supported the radical judge who then indicted the McCluskeys for, practicing
uh-huh.
their Second Amendment rights. Yeah, so,
well,
Jesse Smollett case here in
Illinois, Kim Fox, that DA was part of the Act Blue. Act Blue is Soros has a ton of organizations. Now, I'm sure you've been familiarized with Fox News. You can't talk about George Soros on Fox News. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. I've read it. It doesn't matter. What I find is interesting is he had dual citizenship with both Hungary and the United States. In 2012, Hungary said, "Hey, dude, you're out of here. You're the enemy of the state." You know, he was doing the same thing over there. You know, they got rid of communism in the late 80s. And he was doing the same thing over there, and they kicked him out of the country and said, "You're an enemy of the state," and he's not allowed back in. So why do we sit on our collective you-know-whats and don't do anything? Where the is the Department of Justice? So Diamond and Silk just put out a list. And I don't know, I lost count after 30 of all the radical left-wing
organizations. Oh, yeah, we've had a list. Awaken America's had a list for many, many years. Oh, absolutely. The George Soros thing, I don't know if you remember back in the day in 2010, 2011, 2009, Glenn Beck was on Fox at 4 o'clock Central
right.
Time every day. Remember, I'd have to get home. I got to watch Glenn Beck. And he unpacked a ton of stuff about Soros. And he was fabulous. But now Newsmax, I don't know if you get Newsmax down there.
Yeah.
And Newsmax
yeah,
has Diamond and Silk.
Right.
Anyway,
yeah, I've got that
Glenn Beck
weekly.
Had all of Soros' organizations. And I think, I mean, I've got a whole somewhere, I got a whole list of connections with Soros and a bunch of other things. And it's frightening. It is definitely... It is interesting, okay? It's something to be very awake and aware of because, you know, people, you know, we've been lulled to sleep. And actually, I thank Glenn Beck very much because he did open my eyes to a lot of things. So, and, you know, the truth has no agenda, man. So what else? What else?
Well,
so do you think politically it's smart for them to do this? Or do you think this is going to agitate the left more? I know we don't have a crystal ball, but these people get all crazy if they don't get their way. They're already talking about how they're going
to...
So, you know what?
I liken them to a child. Have you ever seen, you know, how they tease all the children? It's always at their eye level, all the candy. And then the kid has a cry and screaming fit because mom won't buy him a Snickers bar. Well, that's what they're like. And who gives? You know what? They always call it the black and white letter of the law for a reason. It is always subject to interpretation. That's why we have the judicial branch. But however, when political ideology comes into play, instead of interpreting cases based on factual evidence, this is what you get. You end up with children who, like AOC, I was shocked.
Isn't her name Sandy Cortez?
Yeah, Sandy, yeah. Yeah, that's what Tucker calls her, Sandy.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's threatening radicalization. She's a congresswoman. When does this become all right? Nobody gets sanctioned. Why? Because Pelosi is leader of the pack. And it's...
I know, yes. I mean, they're activists. They were activist judges. And you are correct. In fact, the Eyes Right Open radio show we're going to be doing this coming Saturday, we are going to be talking about the three distinct branches of government and their role. So our judicial branch is to interpret the law. It's not to make law.
It's not to legislate.
Congressional branch? I mean, isn't that that's a legislative branch. It's not the executive branch.
Correct. It is not for the judicial branch and or the executive branch. The executive branch has executive orders and things like that. But they are still limited, you know, and they need – that's why we need both the House and the Senate, the House to turn red and the Senate to stay red. So we got to keep our fingers crossed.
Although the left has a ton of money – they've got the activists, and I mean, I don't know. I mean, we are 41 days away, I think, from the election, if my memory serves me. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, we're 41 days away, and it's crazy. But you know what? I think the polls are very skewed. I think the polls are extremely skewed because I think that's part of the agenda of voter suppression. And, I mean, all the gaslighting that's been going on, and it's amazing, but what they're doing to Trump, and there's an actual word for it, it's a black something, or it's something where, I mean, it started off with impeachment and the Russia scandal and all this other stuff. They're trying to take him down from the inside out. So, I mean, this coronavirus, this BS with this coronavirus,
well, you know,
the mainstream media is complicit.
I believe the virus is real. I know a couple of people.
The virus is real, yeah, so was H1N1 when Barack Obama was in office.
But the plan here is, you know, after watching Riding the Dragon, what an eye-opener that one. Peter Schweitzer nailed it. And you don't tell me that there's no, okay, we got to get Trump out of there. Yeah, I know, we got to get Trump out of there. You know, and this going back and forth. And then the next thing you know, I mean, I saw an interview on Tucker Carlson with the scientist who said that the virus came from the Wuhan lab. And who's to say that, you know, there wasn't cahoots going on? You know, we know the NBA is tied in. And by the way, 45% drop in viewership from last year. Thank you very much.
For the NBA, good. I hope the NFL, too.
Yeah.
They're going to take a knee? Forget it. Do you know how foolish? They have no idea why we put our hands over our heart and do not take a knee, because everyone used to take a knee to the king. And after
right.
we defeated England, you know, they said, we will take no knee to any king except the King of Kings. And that's why we put our hand over our heart. Now, these morons are taking a knee because they're, you know what, they're a bunch of spoiled, entitled little brats, too, and it's disgusting. And I just, you know, really just frustrates me when they talk about how oppressed they are from their, you know, $20 million mansions, you know? I mean, we've had this conversation,
yeah, right.
but it's just, you know, driving
yeah,
around
I,
in their frickin' Lamborghinis. Yeah, you're really oppressed. You know, why don't you do something with it? Hey, I have a question for you. Somebody challenged one of the big mouths in California to help out the fire victims. I forgot exactly who it was. I wonder, somebody challenged him to come put money where his mouth is. Did anybody ever help those fire victims
out? You mean
out?
LeBron James?
Yeah, that's it.
LeBron
yeah,
James.
I don't even, yeah.
Yeah.
Did he ever help out or no?
Trap. I doubt it, because all he'd rather do is spew negativity. And,
there
and that's
you
the
go.
Problem. There is, there could be so much done for this country if couldn't we all just get along, in the immortal words of Rodney King. And, you know, it's the problem, and I'll tell you what, I can't give anybody more credit than President Trump to go through the firestorm that this man has been through. That's why he's packing them in everywhere he goes, because we the people know loyalty when we see it. It's not
he's a fighter.
Jaw.
He's like
it's
us. We can't lose this man because he is fighting for us. He is speaking for us. They hate him because he calls it like he sees it. He doesn't play their riding the Biden dragon games. I mean, hey, did you want to talk a little bit about that movie real quick? I mean, I know we have the Supreme Court stuff that's coming up, but, I mean, how much money did Hunter Biden make because of Daddy's vice presidency and cruising around on Air Force Two and all of barista and all that? You remember any of that? Burisma.
You know, I was just going to say, why don't we table that till next week? I'll put it on the list and I'll have some facts because unlike the Democrats, I don't like to spew things out of my mouth. And the best one today is, you know how they play the clips of all the Democrats doing everything in unison? Well, today
is pre-existing
conditions.
What's the word of the day?
So all the commercials, it's pre-existing conditions. So all the commercials of President Trump, nope, my child has special needs and it's not going to have medical insurance. The world's coming to an end. And you know, how many times has President Trump said that?
Oh, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Wait a minute, that wasn't him who said that. That was Barack Obama, that liar.
Yeah. Yeah, that was O'Biden. And O'Biden, by the way, Obamacare is not affordable, period.
Right. Well, all of their stuff, the Affordable Care Act, yay. And then there's one here in Illinois called the Fair Tax. That's just going to make the exodus even worse. So the left is really good about making these, like, happy-sounding names for everything, and they're just... They're train wrecks, all of them. But how long do you think it'll take? Because I was listening to something, and if my memory serves me, Sandra Day O'Connor was only like 19 days to put through.
Yeah, they
and
just
Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself
so
was only 41 days.
There. Yeah, there is so many lists out there that break down. John Roberts, I mean, he was like 12 days. So there's plenty of precedent. And you know what? That's why the Republican Senate needs to get together and then just bring the vote straight to the floor. I don't think that whatever female goes in front of Kamala Harris should have to put up with that abuse, the abuse that she laid down on Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, that was unprofessional, and you know, what they want to do is,
Kamala is just
we're gonna,
you know. She's just a, that woman is just something else. You know,
but
I mean,
anyway,
seriously, ask Willie Brown, ask married Willie Brown about Kamala. I guess he doesn't like her very much either anymore.
Well, as far as his personal life, he got involved with that one. He gets what he deserves. But they're talking about it's so fun to listen to them warble about hypocrisy. You just can't help but to laugh. So what they want to do now is, you know, how they had the courtroom and Alyssa Milano was in back yelling and screaming.
Yeah.
They want to pack the court. No word about social distancing.
No
word about
masks. Oh, hysterical. Hey, I got to say something. Mail-in ballots, voter ID, and register. I got the little notes here. But you do know who voted in person just last week.
Who's that?
Hayden Biden came out and voted in person.
Oh, God. Did he see his shadow?
He voted in person. Isn't that hysterical? After they sit there, do it by mail. Do it by mail. But you were saying, what about the miracle? They're saying it now?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a miracle. It's all over the place now. I don't go over to the dark side very often. I don't like the negativity, and I don't think that way. So I can't understand their modus operandi, because it makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, defunding the police, getting rid of ICE. I don't know, these abortion rules. I don't know. I don't have an answer, but all I know is when you have people like Nancy Pelosi, and I didn't do any Biden quotes of the week because I couldn't decipher them to write them down.
Yeah. Oh, I know, the elder abuse. The elder abuse, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
I heard a little reverb. Mayor, are you there?
Mayor, are you there?
I see
you. Are you there?
I'm here. What happened?
Here you. Oh, technical difficulties. It's those Biden gremlins.
Right, there you go. So anyway, vote in person is the way
Nancy,
to go. You could get your mail-in ballot. What else?
I just wanted to say that, you know, I was talking about Pelosi, and so President Trump brings together a Middle East peace talk. In 1 week, he gets voted or nominated for two separate Nobel Peace Prizes. And so what does Nancy Pelosi have to say? So what? Middle East peace? It's just a distraction from COVID-19. Do you realize that every president was their largest goal, and every Miss America out there, what do you want? I want world peace.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
So,
well, with the left, the issue is never the issue. The issue is always the revolution, and that is the truth. So they're just something else.
I think that what's really great about the Internet and because we mainstream media is a sellout. They say we when they're talking about the Democratic Party, which is, hello, journalism is dead. And it's ridiculous. Can you imagine if President Trump actually had a fair press? Can you imagine?
It would be amazing. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Biden, two electoral votes. Trump, the balance. But, you know, we got to bring it home. And what's happening now is each one of these states, and primarily swing states, are going to these outlandish, we're going to accept votes, you know, 12 days after the election. We're going to take.
That's insanity. I mean, that's like perpetrating fraud. I mean, what about the military, though? You don't want to disenfranchise the military ballots. I mean, we thought 20, that's 2000 look bad? This is going to make 2000 look like a picnic with Bush versus Gore, you know?
Well, we'll just have to let it play out. And, you know, we just continued prey on it and be supportive of this man who, I'll tell you, I really like to have a little more of his tenacity, and I don't really give a poop about what other people think about me. And, you know, like AOC said, well, if you don't like him, who cares? She was talking about someone else, but that's what I feel. I think ultimately, President Trump has some rough edges, but he's been very successful. And the list of accomplishments while being impeached, while being scoured by Mueller and that $40 million escapade, it's just mind-blowing. But anyway, congrats to the president. We are so lucky to have him. And, you know, talk about fighter. So...
It's funny because this is such a pure political, interesting thing. So, so what are some positive things as we kind of start wrapping up our show today? I know that you had some positive insights of the day that you wanted to share.
Sure, because, you know, what I've been talking about the last few weeks, unfortunately, I was out last week, but the week before I made it. Talked a lot about gratitude and how every morning I try to wake up and the first thing before anything, say a prayer and then do my gratitude prayer. And so the insight of the day is gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. And that's by Melody Beattie, and she is an author.
Nice.
So I really like that just because it making sense of the past. I have a habit of, you know, looking too much in the past, right? Too much looking in the rearview mirror is never a good thing. So, but I like the peace for today and then the vision for tomorrow. So I thought it was simple and eloquent. And what
Beautiful.
Is your thought?
Well, you know me. I'm all about vibration and energy. And I actually, in my bedroom, I have these things, and they're all scripture, you know, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. I wake up every morning, and I say, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So, you know, and then, start each day with a grateful heart. So every day, if we realize how truly blessed we are just to be alive, and that is a gift, and it's a gift from God, and we should make the most of every day. And we need to count our blessings and be blessings to others. And it creates a very high vibrational energy. And you know what? It attracts more positive, too. You know, especially during these very tumultuous times that we're going through. This is some crazy times. You know, you've got, you know, poor elderly people that can't see their grandchildren, and you've got, you've got people hating on each other, burning down buildings. So in your own soul, in your own spirit, if we could just put out good, grateful thoughts. And it's true, we do rise by lifting others, and I do believe at the very end of the day, good always will out vibe evil, you know? But
well, and you know, look at the karma, and you know, RIP RBG, but at the end of the day, you know, you didn't pass away a day before the election.
It's
the karma that they create. They do so, far left radicals, they do so much against this president and the American citizens. We are and have been their collateral damage, and they just don't care.
Well, and you know what? The left is unfit to govern America because they hate America. How can you govern something you hate? They are unfit for the job. Now, one thing I will say about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I did not agree with her political ideology, but the woman was a fighter, and the woman was from a time where if you disagreed with someone politically, you don't go ahead and blow up their house or their business. She was friends with Justice Scalia. In fact, they would go shooting together.
Oh, yeah, that's...
So she was a Second Amendment person, too. So she was a constitutionalist, and she did do a lot for women. It's funny because I was going through some of my dad's papers, and I actually found something on a woman's right to work, 1952. And I would love to see what happened after, you know, 1990. What was she? She was in the Supreme Court, 1993 under Clinton. Is that when she got put in? Yeah, 27 years. Yeah. So, I mean,
yeah,
she would have done her party a bigger
nominated.
Service, though, by stepping down before Obama left office, you know, or something.
Exactly. That's, you
she
know,
was
that's
sick.
What
she was sick
I
for
mean,
a very
I,
long time, but, you know.
Well, you know, it's,
so, yeah, it's interesting.
I actually tweeted that very statement out. You know, if she was all about, you know, this is my seat. And she should have. And, you know, Obama apparently didn't have any sway in her mind because, you know, she was going to stay there until she out. And that's
yeah,
what she
yeah.
did. And so
yeah,
there
you know,
you go.
I think she was iconic. She was not the first woman. Sandra Day O'Connor was. Now, she's still alive. I Googled her a couple days ago. Now, somebody, I was listening to something. They're saying that, you know, she didn't pass away. She left the court. She did what, you know what I'm saying? She was appointed by Reagan, too. She's 90-something years old, Sandra Day O'Connor, right now. She's got Alzheimer's, though, I heard.
Yeah, well, she
yeah, I like
end up
what you have here. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter how good or bad your current results are, you could do far better, far more quickly than you think. And that is true. And do you have it in front of you here? Do you have it in
yes,
front of
I
you?
Do.
You're awesome.
And
what you wrote
I,
is fabulous.
Yeah, this is actually by Bob Proctor.
Love him.
Very well known in life coaching. And what Carol just said, no matter what's going on in your life, you know, so many people, they're saying that actually there's going to be more suicide deaths than people dying of COVID-19.
I know.
No matter
how
good or bad your current results are, you can do far better and far more quickly than you think. And this is very true. Do you remember when you were a kid and you started hanging around with the wrong group and your mom said, no.
You are who your friends
are. Don't hang around with the... So here it is. By hooking up your mind to the minds of other successful people, it instantly expands your energy, knowledge, and awareness. And, you know, that's what is so sad about all these. How many churches are still closed down? How many churches
terrible.
Are at 25% capacity?
Right.
Oh, but they can riot and protest and pack the courts to bash on a Supreme Court nominee. But, oh, no.
Right.
You know, everything stays closed. Oh, but now Nancy has gotten the hair salons open.
Of course.
And I read a tweet from the salon owner. She said, this is my third Twitter account. They keep on suspending me.
Well, you're talking about something very interesting because there's a couple movements out there, and one is actually happening this weekend. It's called The Return, and this weekend is actually the highest of Jewish holidays, and it's Yom Kippur, and that means the head. Kippur, Kippi, it's all, you know, God is the head of the universe, right? But The Return is happening in Washington, D.C., and that is, I believe, on Sunday or Saturday, and there's also something, this is really interesting, it's called the Hold the Line Movement. It's a political activist movement to engage the church and millennials who've been inactive in past elections. So Hold the Line's, it's trying to get those young people to vote their values and raise their voice. So it's really pretty cool. And they were protesting California's singing ban in July, and the founder's name is Sean Fucht, F-E-U-C-H-T, Sean. So it's kind of cool. Hold the Line Movement, and they rock it out. And supposedly they're coming to Chicago. I don't even know when, but that should be interesting.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, there's nothing like singing in church, you know, no matter if you can't hold a key, Carol Ann.
Right, exactly.
But it comes from the heart, and it's very cleansing. You know, it's like meditating in the morning. I do it out in my lanai. This morning, oh, my gosh, it's like it was so beautiful. We had a front come through. It was nice and cool, cool breeze. It's like, ooh.
Awesome.
Summer's almost
awesome.
Over. Yeah. So, yeah, God bless. And I'll tell you what, I want to just add in, we have the best governor here. He has put in, he's submitting new laws to be hard on these rioters and so on and so forth, a minimum 6 months in jail, minimum.
Wow.
And so he's laying down the gauntlet. And he's such a good communicator. He's either on live once or twice a week, especially now because the panhandle got hit with Sally.
Mm-hmm.
And but great communicator. He governs with common sense, and he, very much like Trump, is for the people, for the people of Florida. So
nice.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to be happy about your governor, and certainly glad George Soros didn't have his say. But ultimately, George Soros doesn't have his say. Bill Gates has a one-vote say. Barack Obama has no say. Hillary Clinton, well, we won't even mention that because she's out in the woods drinking. Yeah, she's out in the woods drinking Chablis out of a box. So,
cackly cankles. Yeah.
Okay. So as we digress, it's all about we the people. He won
right
in 2016. That was before he did anything. Anything. So now he's got all these results behind him. We're energy independent. Oh, fracking here, gas there. I don't know. I think it's
right.
More important
to be energy dependent. I want to hit something real quick. Back to the very first topic, which is the Supreme Court, which is the biggest thing. There's a couple things. There's some action steps that people can take, and that is urge your senators and your representatives to call for a clean resolution free of liberal wish list items, and then ask senators to fulfill their constitutional duty to confirm qualified nominee to the Supreme Court. And, you know, and then there's interesting things. There's also, there's something about police pledge, because a lot of, you know, there's a lot of problems now in defunding the police in Chicago. This is action steps. But in Chicago, I guess the child abuse is way up, and they don't have money because they've been defunding the police. They don't have money to go on in and do interventions. So they're trying to figure out
some kind of
budget.
Aren't they supposed to send out social workers?
Yeah, well, these are not like probably, you know, Inverness, like, you know, where you grew up, Palatine, you know.
Anyway,
call your senators and make sure that they do the right thing that's constitutional. And, you know, stay positive and prayerful. Pray for the president. And what else can we do as far as solutions? Because there's a whole crap load of stuff out there. And, you know, you can only do a few things at a time because, you know, it does get overwhelming, you know. It gets very overwhelming.
Most,
so three things.
Most
three
certainly.
Things. Keep
I think,
your vibe
I think
high.
The,
hang out with good vibe people. And what else could you suggest? Call your senators. Get on a campaign. Would you say getting on a campaign?
Yeah, if your time allows, but like today, you can get busy today. Ask your neighbors.
Yeah.
Ask people that you run into at your local grocery store. Today is National Registration Day. Are you registered to vote? That's all you say. You don't have to tip your hand what party. Are you registered? And a matter of fact, as a trained Trump campaigner, once you ask if they're registered, you can no longer mention anything about your political candidate. So, very important. Make sure.
Yeah.
You know, I just sent out
that violates election laws. Also, you know, you want to just everybody could take somebody to a camp to vote. If you know somebody that's elderly. Also, what was the movie we were talking about? Riding the Dragon. Is it still free on YouTube, right?
I haven't checked of late. And
probably is.
Also, Curtis Bowers.
Sure. It's important.
Curtis Bowers. Very important to also check
the
in on Curtis
Bowers. Curtis
Bowers
is Agenda and Agenda 2. Is that back on?
No. No, but there, he has some other stuff on there. But
okay.
But it's still very informational.
Yes.
Yeah, but Riding the Dragon blew me away. I stood back and it's like, how does this go on?
Well, look at Clinton
Biden
Cash. I don't know if you ever saw Clinton Cash. He did that one too, and it'd be great for this time. And then that's the kind of information that you could actually share with people too. So.
You know, what's really important is that you stick with the facts, which is
right.
Unlike every time I see Joe Biden on and he's got, oh, today it was, oh, and when I'm your president and he points at you. It's like, not.
After 47 years, I don't count on him to do a lot of, you know, a big impact. And as Kamala Harris said, a Harris administration,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Harris
Biden
administration.
Yeah, a little Freudian slip, huh? But, yeah, check out that
line.
Check out the return. Are we ready for some prayer? Do we want to talk about prayer or do we want to talk about how we could get in touch with Awaken America? And that's awakenamerica.us or thegreatawakening.ning. Right, and then two gals with two names at gmail.com or 2GW2N@gmail.com, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and then...
And two of the other things I'd like to mention as far as what grassroots things people can do without necessarily signing up for a campaign. They're real open and it's real easy to do. You just have to go for a quick training. It's an hour long and then you can make phone calls and there is no fundraising. And I think a lot of people think that you have to call up and ask people for money. Well, that's not the case. It's merely a questionnaire, as you know.
Okay.
And they give you the question typically to ask for. That's what's happening down here. But also what's really important and I'm sure you can Google it, Trump campaign wants poll watchers. Now, you can also go
very
to
important.
Your Secretary
okay,
of State.
Okay, that's very important.
Right. You can also go to your Secretary of State and volunteer. It's actually a paid position. And register to be a poll worker. And there's a variety of positions within that. So I haven't heard anything back yet. So I'm gonna follow up with that because I really want to be there and feel the excitement because I just you can't watch these rallies and know in your heart. I mean, have you ever heard a group chant to a president of the United States, "We love you"?
Interesting.
Never, you know. And people like him because he's honest. brutally honest. And if you don't like it, well, too bad. You know, that's what he says.
Right,
and,
right. Hey, I know that you talked about something last week, that woman that mailed ricin to Trump, the Pascal Ferrer was her name. Isn't that horrible? She's from Texas.
it's horrible for her to think that she could actually get something through to the president.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's okay. You know, mistakes happen. Look at 911. You know, so
yeah.
At the end of the day, yeah, so great. You know what it does? Puts a fire under the Secret Service to make sure they take good darn care of our president.
Mm-hmm.
So there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
so I do have another question for you.
Sure.
What about Pelosi talking about they've got many arrows in their quiver? Do you think they're going to be trying to impeach the president again?
Yeah, for what?
Whatever crisis
duty
of the day. Say what?
Well, and then all that's going to do is anybody that may be undecided, independent, forget about the far left. They'll never transition. It's the independents and then the Democrats who can't tolerate what the Democratic Party has become. Those are the shifters that we
mm-hmm.
need to bring over. It's not the people that are standing in line for 35 hours to see the president, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I think it's his excitement and how he communicates. And you know, the transparency. He's always provided transparency. And that's what I like about my governor, DeSantis, as well, is that transparency with his administration. Did we ever
mm-hmm.
hear anything from Obama?
No.
No.
You do know in your state of Florida, Bloomberg pays fines for 32,000 felons so they can vote.
Yeah. I'm sending that one out to the legal experts because I don't know. It's kind of like. Isn't it kind of like buying a jurist? You know, I want your vote, and I'm going to buy it. So I'm calling it election interference without, I don't know. But all you're doing is bribing people to vote. And you know what would be the great part?
It's totally frightening.
But look at it this way. What if these, now mind you, they're felons, all right? So this ain't the salt of the earth. So they go, they get their fines paid for, they go to vote, and they vote for Trump.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah,
because
he's the only one who's done the whatchamacallit for them, prison reform.
What else?
How can people, they could reach you, and they could follow you on Twitter, right?
Yeah, I wish I could say I had time for Parler, but I don't. And Twitter, I am available at ML Bianchi. It's B as in boy, I A, and I used to say N as in Nancy, and now I got to change that. NCHI, the number 7. That's ML Bianchi, the number 7. And yeah, we have a lot of fun on Twitter. So conservatives, patriots, come on down.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway.
All right. So
all is good and all is great. And I think there's only one thing left to do, and that's end with our prayer.
Okay. And don't forget, friends, you can listen to Eyes Wide Open Radio every Saturday on AM 560. You could download the podcast on AM 560, The Answer, and it's 5 to 7 Central Standard Time. And we do have the Yasha Prayer Group on Monday, 3:30 Central Standard Time. So, Mary, you got all these hashtags. Hashtag fill the seat now. Hashtag we the people. Hashtag vote in person 2020. Hashtag woman for Trump. Hashtag Trump 2020 landslide baby. And hashtag proud patriot power. So this is the great awakening of the silent majority. And God, we are going to pray. We want to thank you, God, for this day. We want to thank you for this country. We want to thank you for our relationships with each other And, God, we ask for your protection and provision on our country and our president and his family. And, God, please expose the truth. Because, God, the truth has no agenda, and it's essential for people to get their eyes right open and awakening. And we just want to thank you for all of your blessings. We thank you for wisdom and discernment. And let these lawmakers do the right thing as public servants. Go ahead, Mary.
In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. May God please put a white light of love and safety around the president and his family. May you provide strength for this country to overcome the riots and overcome the evil and ignoring the people that want to change this great country, the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. We stand for democracy, freedom, and never, ever have we been so lucky. So please, dear God, put a light of love and safety around that and keep us safe from harm today.
Yes.
Amen.
And thank you for all of your blessings, wisdom and discernment. And thank you, friends, for joining us. This is Carol Parisi, Mary Lynn Bianchi, and we are two girls with two names putting our two cents in on Tuesday. So we'll be back next Tuesday. Is that right, Mary?
You betcha. Two girls. See you then.
Okay. Well, friends, thank you for joining us. Remember, peace, love, freedom, and be well, be blessed, be free. Be the change you wish to see, and peace of mind. We'll catch you back here next time on Blog Talk Radio. It's Carol Parisi and Mary Lynn saying bye-bye. Catch you next time.
Out.